Welcome to Discover Indie Film. I am your host, Jeff Howard, and today's podcast is going to be a four questions with Eric Bork. Eric Yadano was the writer and director and pretty much everything behind the award-winning short film I Got This. And if you want to see that, go to discoverindiefilm.com right now. His interview is the podcast that came before this one, and the film is embedded right there for you to watch. But as you might know, everyone who comes in here for an interview about themselves and their film also answers the four questions, which are favorite films of all time, an underrated film, an overrated film, and a lesser-known film that people should seek out. All right, well, I already mentioned that discoverindiefilm.com is where you can see I Got This, but you can also see I Got This around October 1st. On the Discover Indie Film TV series, which is on Amazon Prime Video. Just go to Prime Video, search for Discover Indie Film. And I Got This is early in season two. There's actually 10 episodes in season one and 10 episodes in season two. And that TV series is just an anthology of the best short films you're going to see. Okay, so without further ado, here are Eric Bork's answers to the Discover Indie Film four questions.
Well, I have one favorite movie that I'll just mention because it's an unconventional favorite that you hardly ever hear anyone say it's their favorite movie. But it's The World According to Garp, which was in the early 80s. And I could almost use this for the questions of underrated and of movies you should check out that you may not know because it fits both of those as well. But it's a movie that really made me think I might want to be a writer and maybe even a screenwriter. Like, I was in high school when I saw it with a bunch of friends who didn't really care about it, but I walked out like a changed person somehow. I don't know why exactly. I mean, it is about a writer whose mother's a writer, and I don't know. And it was very edgy. It has very weird stuff in it, weird sexual stuff and all that. It is. It's got all those elements.
Yeah, it has transgender.
Yeah, and John Lithgow.
30 years ago, 35 years ago, they dealt with that stuff.
That's right. Yeah.
I hear the book is wonderful. I never read the book.
You know,
I love that film, by the way. I think it's a great movie.
Thank you. Like, I made it. I read the book after the movie because a lot of people said, oh, the book was this great book, and then the movie didn't live up to the book because it was, you know, it was different. But I personally read the book after the movie and still liked the movie better and felt like the things that they changed, that George Roy Hill, great director, changed, I would have changed too. Like, I agree with all the stuff he cut out and all the ways that he, you know, personally. So because my other favorites are movies that everybody, like, there's no other one I could say that people would be like, oh, really?
Right. But that's for you, that stood out. And it was inspiring to you.
Yeah.
And I get how it's inspiring because it is a very, besides being idiosyncratic and original, it's a very, it fits your model of funny, but touching and very real to life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good pick.
Thank
what
you.
Do you have a you're underrated?
Well,
or you just want Garp to answer everything?
No, I mean, I came up with some other one. I mean, I think in the John Hughes canon, the movie She's Having a Baby is my favorite John Hughes movie, which is the one that didn't do well that most people forgot and don't think of as a good one. But I really like, and maybe that was personally something about that movie. Again, it's about a writer, so maybe that's why I just like things about writers.
But that's a great. You know what? I name checked that movie yesterday. During someone's four questions, The Longshoreman, because he was talking about music in film when like pop songs end up in films, and John Hughes came up, and I said, well, like the best is She's Having a Baby when the Love and Rockets song comes on, you know, when the moments drag, and that's like that's what you hear when Kevin Bacon's outside during the pregnancy, during the birth, I mean.
Wow, you remember it better than I do. I'm not even sure I remember which song that
that's
is.
Well, I remember Apron Strings really well. You know what? I had a college roommate who was like a huge Love and Rockets fan. So like when when the song came on, he's like, that's Love and Rockets. Like,
okay.
Which is kind of esoteric. But anyway, that's She's Having a Baby is a great pick. You know, it's funny. Did we talk about John Hughes at the festival? I don't even think we did. I always thought like he's a John Hughes guy.
Oh, really? About me?
Yeah, because if I got this,
I do like John Hughes. You know, there was a script written that made the Blacklist a couple of years ago. Did you hear about this? The script about John Hughes. It was a speculative, fictional script about what maybe really happened with John Hughes and why he left the business and everything.
Oh, with him leaving.
And it's like, but it's like apparently has like some very scandalous stuff in it that this writer just made up as his own conjecture about what could have been. It made the Blacklist because so many people, development executives, I guess, read it and were like, wow. I haven't read it, but it's if you're a John Hughes person, this might be an interesting script
to check out. I just
think
John Hughes in general is underrated. I think John Hughes' skill, not just as storytelling and writing, but as a director, you know, who doesn't get in the way.
Yeah.
I think I might have said that about your directing, is that, you know, at the festival level, a lot of directors are trying to show off, like, what they can do with camera moves and what they can do with some things, and they actually distract you from story.
Mm-hmm.
And you, as a director, obviously you're focused on performance and story.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is... Hughes on the
no way. Camera moves in my movie. It was all handheld. It was like, you know, the cheapest, easiest way to do it.
True.
No cranes, no dollies, no steady cam.
But do you have an overrated?
The Dark Knight.
The funny thing is The Dark Knight shows up as overrated and someone's top three all the time.
I believe it. I mean, the reason it's, I would say, overrated is because so many people worship it.
Yeah.
That, like, if it's a movie that people just, some people like, some people don't, you wouldn't call it overrated. But if it's a movie that so many people look up to as this model of greatness, and you just don't get it at all, then that's overrated in your personal taste. My personal taste. Not my cup of tea.
Yeah. At all. Yeah, you and I have the same taste, because I just, like, I go, well, you know, that was Nolan trying to care about a comic book movie, but really, come on. He had better ideas. So anyhow, that's your overrated. And then the last one is that lesser known for someone to seek out.
Yeah, I mean, it may only be lesser known because it's 40 years old, but Breaking Away is one of my favorite movies from like the late 70s. I know all my titles are dated, the ones that I like, but they're all from like when I was young.
True. Well, that one, that was huge.
With Dennis Quaid, I think in his first movie.
Young Dennis Quaid and I'm blanking on the guy who ended up, the guy, Jesse, no.
Daniel Stern was in it,
Jackie Earle Haley, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a wonderful film. I remember when that got nominated for Best Picture.
Was it nominated for Best Picture or just screenplay?
I thought it was not. I thought it was like the underdog nominee for Best Picture. Like it was just like, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, you know, same screenwriter as World According to Garp. This
really?
Will test your knowledge. Can you name that screenwriter?
No.
Steve Tesich.
Really?
Yeah. And they're the two movies he's mainly known for. I hope I didn't get this wrong. I'm pretty sure I'm right about this. John Irving wrote the novel, obviously, of World According to Garp. Yeah, Steve Tesich.
No, I remember Breaking Away was huge.
Was it hugely 20. Successful or just hugely...
Hugely important.
Good and important.
To those of us who saw it and loved it. I mean, I think it was a runaway hit at the time, and it launched those careers, I think.
I feel like it's a movie no one ever talks about now, and people that listen to this maybe would never have seen, so, like, you know, check it out.
You really should check out Breaking Away. In fact, I'm kind of ashamed of you if you haven't seen it. Although I can't say that because I haven't seen most of the films people recommend these days. But let's just say Breaking Away was one of those films that made you go home, especially if you're a kid, and just ride your bike like crazy. Ride your Schwinn Varsity 10-speed all over town, because that movie's just about as inspiring as they get. I want to thank Eric for coming in and doing an interview and answering the four questions. And now I got to do the house cleaning. You got to know about Discovery Indie Film. It's this podcast, and it's also the TV series. On the podcast, I interview filmmakers who make features and shorts. You can find them all at discoveryindiefilm.com. But the short filmmakers, I found out, often don't have a home for their films after the festival run, so that's why we created the Discover Indie Film TV series on Amazon Prime Video. Eric's film, I Got This, is on it, and it's basically a TV series that you can watch and just binge all the best short films that you're not seeing at the festival circuit. And if you're into social media, the handle is @DIFWINS. That's on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, @DIFWINS. And as far as the film festival world goes, the Sherman Oaks Film Festival is coming up in November. This year it's going to be November 21st through 24th. And Film Invasion Los Angeles is every June. and Sherman Oaks Film Festival, you can check out at Sherman Oaks FF. And Film Invasion LA is filminvasionla.com and at Film Invasion LA all over the place. All right. Thanks for listening.